This is what this is one version. In fact, there's another version that's being chanted in India, or this one. This is what we've always chanted in India for Swamiji's help. I have it on. I just put it on the website on the Sanskrit section. So I have the sisters chanting it, you know, and the way that I actually made a copy of them chanting it while they were chanting at the temple. So just so that you know it, they chanted it, I think, 8 times at the temple. Now they're doing it 27 times because of Swamiji's health. But at the last chant, they do it slowly. The first chants are very quickly, but the 8th one, if you use Audacity, it's at a good pitch and everything. The other sheet, they tend to chant very high pitch, way too high for me. But if you go to the last one and do the Audacity, circle around, that's a good one to learn from. So let's look at it and I'll translate. Some of it I can't, but maybe Tara and Virginia can know what they're talking about. It's astrological. Okay, so repeat after me. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
So that's our mantra from the Rudram. Om Namah Shivaya. Okay. Om salutations to Shiva. Then, our Triambakam, Triambaka Yajamahe, Sugandhim Pushtivaratanam. Go ahead, say that. Triambaka is a Shiva with the 3 eyes. Okay. Yajamahe, we worship the Lord Shiva, who has the Ambaka, the 3rd eye, the 3 eyes, the 3rd eye. So it's just a name for Shiva. Triambaka Yajamahe, Sugandhim, who is so beautifully fragrant. Gandhi means fragrant, whose fragrance is so pleasing. Sugandhim. These are all in the accusatives. Pushtivartanam, who always increases. That vardhanam means increasing. The one who is always increasing. Pushti. Pushti is a nourishment. Who gives increasing nourishment. So so we know this mantra. Triambakam, same swaras and everything.
Then food.
Food and just well-being in general. It's very nourishing, always that allows for whatever is nourishing to vardhana, to be increasing, to be growing. Then, now, Om Jum. Jum is a bija mantra. Bija mantras are just, they're mantras that have a lot of power. So the Jum must have something to do with the Triambaka mantra. I don't have anything I can tell you about that, except that it's a bija mantra that really evokes the Lord. So Om Jum Saha. So say that. Om Jum.
Om Jum
Saha. Revati.
Revati.
Nakshatre.
Nakshatre.
Mina Rashao.
Mina Rashao.
Jatanam.
Jatanam.
Means for the one who is Jata born in this Revati Nakshatra Mina Nakshatre Mina Rasha. They're born in Revati. This is some astrological thing. Mm-hmm. You know what it means?
Revati is one of the lunar constellations.
Oh, so in the lunar constellation called Revati, mm-hmm. Nakshatre, what's that?
That is the actual meaning for lunar astertium, the nakshatra, the star.
Oh, so the star with the nakshatra, which is Revati?
Yes.
Okay, and Mina Rashao?
Is Pisces, Rashi, Mina, for fish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
It's the Rashi of Pisces, the constellation.
Rashi is constellation?
Yes.
So in the constellation of Pisces... Under the star, right? Revati. Okay. The one who, if this is in plural, Jatanam, because out of respect.
Oh.
You know.
But he's born in August.
But he's the moon.
This is his moon.
Not the sun.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You have to be.
So his rising sign is Pisces, and his moon is in the Revati, which is in Pisces.
Okay.
I mean, is in Cancer.
In Cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen Swamiji's, or I probably saw Swamiji's chart many times. I don't remember. So these are all, you know, Jyotish astrological terms.
So is that the exact date?
No, it's not the date.
It's the astrological.
It's where the moon was at the time he was born. It's a way of identifying the person.
No, Revati's Pisces. Oh, yeah, you're right. So just use Ascension Pisces.
What is that, Tara?
Revati is Pisces. It's the end of Pisces, so he has the moon and the lagna. They're both in Pisces.
Oh, I see. Lagna is the...
the rising sign.
Rising sign, okay.
Or it could just be that the moon is there and we don't know the lagna.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If that's what they mean by... Well, no, the Mina Rasha.
Because Revati is in Mina Rasha.
Oh, yeah, we don't know if
they're... Yeah, we don't know. They could just be talking about the moon.
Right. We're not sure if they're talking about where the moon is only, or if they're talking about the...
So well, whatever it is, I think this is how they do it.
Right.
This is something important about Swamiji's astrological, to identify him to Bhagavan. It's this Swamiji who
it's
was born.
One.
Yeah, this particular Swamiji who was born, you know, in this constellation, astrological constellation.
So could we say in the constellation of Pisces under the star called Revati, yes. Under the star Revati?
Okay. In the constellation of Pisces, Mina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Under the nakshatra. What is nakshatra exactly?
It's a lunar mansion. It's just, there's 27 places the moon can be in. So if you take the different constellations that we know, like Aries, Pisces, and slice them up into 27
instead of
pieces
12.
Of the pie instead of 12, each one is called a lunar mansion or a nakshatra.
And his is Revati.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which lives within Pisces.
And what does Revati mean?
Doesn't it mean wealth?
Yeah.
It means wealth. It's the giver of a lot of things. I don't know.
Oh,
there's
I see.
A whole mythology for each of these 27 nakshatras. There's myths and lots of meanings, beautiful stories.
But the deity is Kushan.
And it always has to protect drum or marking time,
really?
Doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Astrology does protect animals.
Which one is it, Shara?
I knew you were going to say that.
I think Revati was also a wife of Krishna, I think. Because I have a friend named Revati.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
And then Mina Rasha is Lokata, right?
They're all Lokatas there.
Not
Revati, but Nakshatra, Mina Rasha. I bet that Revati is supposed to be a compound, Revati. Revati Nakshatra. You should draw a line. I have it this way, but it should be a compound. I'll change that on it. Revati Nakshatra. Like Mina Rasha, right? Mm-hmm. So draw a line there.
So it's a compound.
Yeah.
Okay. This word and this
okay.
Word.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of joined.
So, okay, then, Sri Swami.
Shri Swami.
Too long. Sri Swami.
Shri Swami.
Dayananda.
Dayananda.
Saraswati.
Saraswati.
That's Swamiji. Dayananda. Saraswati.
Dayananda. Saraswati.
Shubha Yoginam. So I took this as among the yogis who are shubha, means most auspicious, you know. So Sri Swami Dayananda Saraswati, who is shubha yoginam? He is of the ones, of the yogis, the one who is the most auspicious or something like that. Then shubha is also, you know, beautiful. But you take it as auspicious or, you know, beauty. Duritani.
Duritani.
Nashya Nashya.
Nashya Nashya.
Sarvarogan.
Sarvarogan.
Nashya Nashya.
Nashya Nashya.
The duritas are the impurities or the papas or, you know, any of the obstructions. The duritas are really the papa karmas. Remember, even Swamiji has 50-50, mm-hmm. taking this birth. So duritas are there, and those duritas, we want to neutralize them or remove them. So accusative plural, the duritas, nashya, nashya, you know, destroy, please destroy, in the imperative second person singular, nashya, nashya, make them go away, nashya, nashya, duritani, destroy, please destroy the duritas.
That's the no ending, right?
Yeah, the no ending of the imperative second person singular. Then sarva rogan nashya nashya. Destroy all of the rogas, the ill diseases. Sarva all rogas, all of the diseases. Then mrityor mochya mochya. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Mrityor mrityuhu. Mrityoho, I'm sorry. Mrityoho mochya mochya. Then ayuhu arogyam. Ayura arogyam, ayuhu arogyam, vardhya vardhya. We'll do that part first. So, mrityoho mochya mochya. That's mrityoho is in the ablative. Release, liberate. Imperative, second person singular, from death. That's part of the Triambika. May you liberate, may you release Swamiji from death, Mrityoho Mochiya Mochiya. Then Ayuhu is long life, Arogyam is health. Vardaya Vardaya, may you increase his longevity, his life, the length of his life. Vardaya Vardaya. And Arogyam, may you, Vrid means to increase. May you increase his health. Arogya is health, well-being. Then Saha Jum Om. Now remember how this started with Om Jum Saha, and now it's ending Saha Jum Om. So we've completed that, and now we're going to complete the Trayambaka mantra. Urvarukam.
Urvarukam.
Eva.
Eva.
Bandhanan.
Bandhanan.
Mrityoho.
Mrityoho.
Mukshiya.
Mukshiya.
Mam. Ma.
Ma.
Mritat.
Mritat.
Urvarukam.
Urvarukam.
Eva.
Eva.
Eva. Bandhanan.
Bandhanan.
Mrityoho.
Mrityoho.
Mukshiya.
Mukshiya.
Mam Amritat.
Mam Amritat.
There's something I get confused on with this last line.
Yes,
so let's just chant it. It says something like, from the bondage of death, Bandhanat Mrityoho, from the bondage of death, Mrityoho, Mukshiya, may you liberate me, okay, from the bondage of death, like an Urvarukam. Urvarukam is, you know, the watermelon. When the watermelon, what happens is it's just resting there on the ground, and then the stem of it breaks off. So there's no pain, there's nothing happens, it's just the stem breaks off. So can you release me from death just like that Rukamiva? The stem just kind of, the thing is already well situated there, but when it's ripe, this thing just breaks off.
I thought it was a cucumber. I like watermelon better.
Swamiji says watermelon. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
If some of you don't know this, I'll just do it. Let's do it slowly a little bit. Trayambakaya Jamahe.
Trayambakaya Jamahe.
Trayambakaya Jamahe.
Trayambakaya Jamahe.
Trayambakaya Jamahe.
Trayambakaya Jamahe.
Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Do you see the vertical lines on the top of the letters? There's some vertical lines on the top of the letters. Mm-hmm. And below there's some horizontal lines. Those are notes. There's three notes. If it's not marked, it's the middle note. If it's a horizontal line underneath, it's one note below. And if it's a vertical line on the top, it's one note above. So, Om, Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Now, Om Jum Saha.
Om Jum Saha.
Even though they haven't made any type of a mark here, like the stop of a sentence, when they chant it, they go like this. They just go Om Jum Saha. Then Revati Nakshatre,
Revati Nakshatre,
Revati Nakshatre,
Revati Nakshatre,
Mina Rashao Jatanam,
Mina Rashao Jatanam,
Mina Rashao Jatanam,
Mina Rashao
Jatanam. Mina Rashao Jatanam.
Mina Rashao Jatanam.
Om Jum Saha.
Om Jum Saha.
Revati Nakshatre Mina Rashao Jatanam.
Revati nakshatre mina rashau jatanam.
I'll do this slowly. Notice the difference between the short vowels and the long vowels. Okay.
Revati nakshatre mina rashau jatanam. Revati nakshatre mina rashau jatanam. Minarashao,
long, short, long, long.
Minarashao, minarashao, minarashao jatanam, minarashao jatanam. Om Jum Saha, Om Jum Saha, Revati Nakshatre minarashao jatanam. Revati nakshatre mina rashau 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 jatanam. Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati, Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati, Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati,
Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati,
Shri Swami Dayananda.
There's a special thing here. It's a little hard on me to say. Shri Swami Dayananda. Shri Swami Dayananda. Shri Swami Dayananda. Shri Swami Dayananda. Shri Swami Dayananda.
Shri Swami Dayananda.
Shri Swami Dayananda.
Shri Swami Dayananda.
Saraswati Shubhayoginam.
Saraswati Shubhayoginam.
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 Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati Shubhayoginam.
Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati Shubhayoginam.
Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati Shubhayoginam.
Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati
Shubhayoginam. Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati
Shubhayoginam. Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati
Shubhayoginam. The subtle little thing here is that because of the conjunct consonant of swa, that conjunct consonant makes the swa a little longer than the mi, and it makes a difference in the rhythm. Mm.
Shri Swami Dayananda Saraswati Shubhayoginam.
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 Duritani Nashaya Nashaya.
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 Sarvarogan 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 nashaya nashaya.
Duritani nashaya nashaya. Sarvarogan nashaya nashaya.
Duritani nashaya nashaya.
Sarvarogan nashaya nashaya. Mrityur mochaya mochaya.
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 Ayurarogyam vardhaya. Ayurarogyam.
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 Ayurarogyam vardhaya vardhaya.
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 Sahajum Om.
Sahajum Om.
They say a Visarga there, very quick. Saha, because that's not following exactly the Sandhi. Sahajum Om.
Sahajum Om.
Sahajum Om.
Sahajum Om.
Sahajum Om.
Sahajum Om.
Urvarukamiva bandhanan mrityor mukshiyamamrataat.
Urvarukamiva bandhanan mrityor mukshiyamamrataat.
When they have two, see at the end of the last word there, where they have two lines, that's, it goes, like that. So it would go, mamrataat. Mamrataat urvarukamiva bandhanan
urvarukamiva bandhanan
urvarukamiva bandhanan
urvarukamiva bandhanan
mrityor mukshiya mamrataat
mrityor mukshiya mamrataat.
Okay, now what I'm going to do, just so you can hear this. Do it. I marked the last, that last thing, so that you can see what that's like. Where did I put it? Let's see. You can just follow. You can kind of try to chant. Yeah. But I want you to hear them do it.
Om Jindaha Devati Nakshatrami Narayoga Sanam Sri Swami Dayananda Saraswati Shubhayogina Nirvami Nasaya Nasaya Sattaroga Nasaya Nasaya Vrishya Nimochaya Mochaya Ayurara Ujjambhadraya Vardhaya Sahajam Om Urvara Mani Vabandana Vrishya Nimochaya Mochaya
One more time.
Om Namah Shivaya Sarvadaya Brahmaye Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Om Jindaha Devati Nakshatrami Narayoga Sanam Sri Swami Dayananda Saraswati Shubhayogina Nirvami Nashaya Nashaya Sarva Rogam Nashaya Nashaya
Oh, I should do the Om part. We have to put the Om Shanti on there. We have to do it one more time.
It was speedy.
No, it's not speedy. This is the slow version.
This is the slow version.
They sound like they mean it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Look at this. Just, I'll just play a little bit of this, okay? I'll play this one long.
Om Namah Shivaya Sarva Rogam Nashaya Nashaya Nityam Mokshe Mokshaya Ayurarogyam Vardhaya Vardhaya Sahajam Om Varvaruvati Vamandhanam Nityam Mokshe Mokshaya.
They used to chant. They chant it still every day at the temple. Now they do it longer, but I used to bring my little MP3 player, that old one that I used to use, and I'd put it up there by Swami Sharadananda. I'd just put it by her, you know, and then she would